let's start at the beginning. What do we mean by the term Celts, and where did that term itself, that name, come from?
Well, I think what we've got to do is to realise that the term Celt means something different every time it's used, really. And if we start from the beginning, the first time we see the word Celt used, it's being used by the Greeks to describe barbarians in northwest Europe, basically.
Greeks
about the 5th, 4th centuries BC.
Yeah.
They're saying that those people up there are barbarians, they're different from the ones in Africa, they're different from the ones in the Persia. East, so let's call them Celts. So it's a general term for northern barbarians.
And so then, just a second, does Celt mean anything? Does the Greek word Celtoid, does it mean anything?
It can, it's variously interpreted, but it probably just means a sort of other peoples or something of that sort. It's very difficult to get at that one. When we come on a bit later, people like Julius Caesar are being a bit more specific. They're saying in Gaul there are people who call themselves Celts, and they actually, he gives some geography, they live more or less between the Garonne-Gironde axis and the Seine, so they're sort of central Gaulish. But what no one ever does is to say that people who live in Britain are called Celts. What we can say is that, there, as you said in your introduction, there is this shared belief system and shared value system over large slabs of Europe from the east of Europe right across to Ireland. And languages are similar across those areas. But we can't say that every one of those groups was called Celt.
When the Greeks called them one of the four great barbarians, there were Persians, Africans, what did they mean by the term barbarians? Is this just non-Greek or non-Roman? Did it take us any further? Because as we're going to discover, they're far from barbaric in the normal painted savage sense, although the normal painted savage comes into the descriptions of them.
Indeed. I think what the Greeks were meaning were people who didn't speak Greek, people who made these unrecognizable sounds like ba, ba, ba. It's a derogatory term.
One of the things that interested me is the technological authority that they had. They were talking about people who worked wrought iron, which was difficult to work, and so on. The technological basis of their society gives them, in my view, a kind of force that they stop being scavenging tribes just jumping on horses every 10 seconds.
They are tremendously sophisticated in terms of the technology, both in terms of iron and wrought iron, and in terms of art styles. Art is, I think, one of the most important keys to trying to get a handle on unified groups of people. The art styles, the techniques of working bronze and iron are absolutely superb, even noted by the Romans as being absolutely second to none.